Life support, about purpose when the body is dependent. The doctors said, we are now sure there is no prospect of a cure. Our diagnosis, crystal clear, means fading hope, the end is near. Well, I was feeling pretty green on this life support machine. To hear them talking on and on, it sounded if I'd somehow gone. I thought, I'm in this coma, but there's more than body here. Please sense my mind and spirit, less attitude severe. My life is fine, I have a role. Like you, I must improve my soul. While utterly dependent, to feel both love and care is both daunting and uplifting, in fact, beyond compare. Do not confuse my presence with suffering and naught. Recall all life has purpose, however small or fraught. You feel I have no prospects, perhaps I'm in the way. I do not seek this conflict as I live another day. If only I could scratch that itch. Oh no, they're turning off my switch. Surprise, it's rather nice to die, to leave my body and now fly. Those medics, lawyers interfere with natural laws for some unclear. They go to quite excessive lengths to give a poorly body strength. Then when things get a little tight, confusion reigns through legal right. Do I have a right to life? I did not wish to leave my wife. Observers, though well-meaning, seem lost amidst the thought of whether there is purpose confined on life support. Life when independent is vital, unrestrained, when locked and unresponsive, we question what is gained. The challenge is the thinking. Should the body lose control, forget about longevity, it's all about your soul. Always there is purpose. Should emotion overwhelm, search for the precious balance between here and future realm. Think more, not on the limits, but the lessons from my case. Help care, support until the end. Do let us live as nature taught. When all is done, our tasks complete, let's slip away, fulfilled, replete. The end is far from final. No sense of loss to rue. As you watched over me, may I watch over you?